Welcome back to the third of four pilot episodes of the Friends and Purpose podcast, a chance for residents in the London Borough of Barking and Dagenham to talk about getting through tough times and about their passion in life. Here's your host, Lucy Lee.
So if you're having a rough day, who would you call?
I call my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do they do the same with you?
It definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think is there been an increase of that more so now?
Mentally it's helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it is
great.
Helping mentally. It makes you feel okay.
Yeah.
You're wanted. Some people care so much about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish I have like a community or like a group of friends to, you know, talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's work all the way. So I don't really have time to socialize and all that. So.
And to build that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
it.
What is your passion? What is your passion in life?
Actually, I'll say like my job. I like taking care of people.
Okay.
Yeah. I like making people happy.
Mm-hmm.
I like helping.
Yeah.
In my own little way.
Yeah.
You know.
I turn to God.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
And of course, I talk to my partner as well. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I have not really, really, really had to seek counsel help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are people turning to you when things are difficult for them?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I have a lot of people turning out to me. And my job also involves me, you know, sort of counseling people as well, yes.
Can I ask what you do?
I'm a lecturer
really?
At the university. And so based on that, I do meet quite a lot of people that, you know, I'm always there to support them. And most of the people I deal with are people who are returnees to education.
Okay.
Who come with several baggages
right.
into education. So,
for example?
Some of them single mothers, people who have left education for like probably 10, 20 years. They are not like ongoing, from A-levels into university. No, these are parents at home who have had quite a lot of challenges but want to better their life.
Mm-hmm.
So they return back to education. I think the government started a program that they called Widening Participation, and that included people from different ethnic backgrounds. So yes, I find myself really having, you know, giving a lot of support to lots of people. Yes,
I can imagine it's not just educational support. You're kind of there as an overall life support as well. I guess.
We usually call it like pastoral support.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother at work, mother at home.
Yeah, exactly.
So when times are tough, who do you turn to?
I go silent.
Go back.
I don't really talk much naturally, but
mm-hmm.
you know, when I'm really stressed, I just go silent. And because rather than putting my anger on people or something around me, I just keep quiet, either read a book
mm-hmm.
or watch a movie. I just stare at sometimes. I don't really, not really focusing on what's going on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just go silent and walk, go to the park.
So when times are tough, who do you turn to?
Well, I turn to my family. That's what I do. I don't like to tell my private business to everybody.
Yeah.
So I usually talk to my mum and dad, and I live with them. I do have friends, but I'm a bit more reserved to tell them my business. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Yeah.
And do people come to you, vice versa, for support?
People do come to me, and I'm happy to help anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your passion in life?
I love working for the NHS. That is my passion. I work for them, vaccinator, phlebotomist, and now I'm an administration receptionist. And I just enjoy that. I actually enjoy volunteering as well for Buckingham Dagenham, which I've been doing for like 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, at Sue Bramley Children's Centre. And we've managed to get about 80 members on Friends of Newlands Park.
My passion in life is, West Ham United Football Club. Also, which is obviously a hobby, but my passion is ecology, keeping the planet green, stopping pollution, keeping green spaces. There's not enough green spaces in the borough, and the people want to build on every bit of grass they can find, and therefore, and not putting any infrastructure to support those people that are there. So my passion is, a real deep passion, is keeping green spaces, looking after wildlife, and keeping the borough green instead of concrete.
What's your passion in life?
Do you have time? Enough time?
All the time.
So, the thing that I'm mostly in tough times, or if I want to really get away from everyone and everything, it's painting, definitely. But it's everything that is creative, and creativity can be put in many places, even in education, even in raising your children, even in cooking a meal, even in meeting with friends in a different way, or just recreating relationships or rebuilding or whatever. So yeah, everything that is creative.
Painting is the preference. What type of painting?
Now I'm doing acrylics and mixed media. I'm not into oils, although might be in the future, who knows. But mostly I'm abstract and I paint angels. I'm obsessed.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it a feeling?
I'm drawn to it. It's just, I'm drawn to it. I don't know how to explain. And it takes a lot of time, but it's just, I'm lost in a most amazing way when I'm doing this. So it's my go-to.
That sounds so therapeutic.
It is. It is. Definitely it is. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Thanks very much. So when times are tough, who do you turn to?
Myself, normally. I withdraw into myself. Yeah, depends on the toughness.
What level are we talking about?
If it's anything to do with computing, for a couple of days, I'll knock my head against the wall. And then I have no option. I have to turn to my children and their partners.
And go on.
Anything else in life, I just withdraw into myself until I sort it out.
Do you feel that way because, or do you do that because you don't feel like there is anyone to turn to?
No, it's just life experience. I find that I'm just used to turning to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort out my own problems normally.
Do you end up sorting out other people's problems too?
Yeah, but I try not to get involved.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think I'm in a position to sort out other people's problems, because they may tell me what they're going through. I can give them a shoulder to cry on. I can take them, have a coffee, a drink, so on. But no one really knows what another person's circumstances are. Even if they tell you, you're just hearing one part of it. So I try not to give advice, because I don't think I'm qualified to.
What if they're actively coming to you for advice?
Then you just give general support, let them know you're there for them.
Yeah.
But I try not to actually advise, because as I say, I don't really know the full circumstances, and you never can.
Yeah. And what is your passion in life?
I like crafting and I like gardening.
Any particular
my family?
Of course. Any particular type of crafting?
I make dolls' clothes. Yeah, I make dolls' clothes, and I also try to reduce landfill. So I try to source fabric that would otherwise end up in landfill, and use those.
And do you sell those?
Not yet, but it is my aim. Yeah, it's something I'm looking into doing when I get time.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to me.
Okay, thank you.
This Friends and Purpose podcast was produced by Elspeth Paisley at the BD Collective and Michael Little at Ratio. It was engineered by Nick Paget-Tomlinson and hosted by Lucy Lee. community worker, businesswoman, and resident of Barking and Dagenham.